love of the beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Love of the beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyidil mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajeem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa sahabika ya Habiballah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Nabiyyallah wa ala alika wa sahabika ya Nurullah. Alhamdulillah azza wa jal, dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back to this beautiful program of Madani Channel, love of the beloved sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, in this program of Madani Channel, in every episode we discuss a certain aspect regarding love of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And alhamdulillah, we have covered few topics, and alhamdulillah, we discussed about the respect of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What is love? Love is something which is sensed by the heart. And anything in the world, be it whatever, family or a luxury, anything, if there is love towards that thing, and if that love is oriented around the pleasure of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then that love is actually love, which will inshallah lead a person towards Jannah inshallah. So love then leads towards respect. That's a point which we discussed. And respect of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is very, 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 very essential. Then imagine the result of disrespecting the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about not raising your voice above the voice of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So just imagine the level of respect the Holy Quran teaches us, the level which we should have in terms of respecting the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam. This is being told to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So loving the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam also demands that a person should respect the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. It cannot be that a person loves someone but disrespects someone. He may be claiming that I love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but at the end his statements or his actions may be contrary to that. So what will be the hukum? What will be the ruling? Or what will be the destination for such a person? Inshallah Azza wa Jal, this is what we will be covering in today's episode, and it's a very important topic, a very important topic, especially relevant to today's time. And there are some such narrations which will be as an eye-opener for us, inshallah Azza wa Jal. So where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it clear in the Holy Quran that do not even raise your voice above the voice of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Well, the first question will be that how can we raise our voice? Because apparently the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is not amongst us. He's not in our time. Subhanallah azza wa jalla, Allah rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says, tu zinda hai wallah, tu zinda hai wallah. Mere chashme alam se chup jane wale. By Allah, you are alive. You are alive. But you are hidden from my eyes. So definitely Anbiya-i-Kiram are alive, and this is our Aqeedah. Anbiya-i-Kiram, the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, are alive. And yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides them sustenance. They are alive, 100% alive. So the point is that the Holy Quran teaches us how to display utmost respect when we are in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when we speak about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when we are in Madinatul Munawwara. So then imagine disrespecting the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Just to raise the voice results in a warning from the Holy Quran. Now imagine disrespecting the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Disrespecting the one who is the soul of Iman. Disrespecting the one who is the purpose of creation. Disrespecting the personality because of whom everything is today existing. Allahu Akbar. Meaning, without the love of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, a person's iman is not complete. Then imagine disrespecting the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. A question which is mentioned ان امیر علیہ سنت دامت برکاتہم العالیہ بک کفریہ کلمات کے بارے میں سوال جواب, ان وچ امیر علیہ سنت دامت برکاتہم العالیہ ہیز کورڈ سو مینی پورشنز, سو مینی ریلیونٹ ٹاپکس ریگارڈنگ دوز ورڈز وچ مے ٹرن آؤٹ ٹو بی کفر. سو ان دس بک امیر علیہ سنت دامت برکاتہم العالیہ مینشنز اے کوسچن دیٹ واٹ از دا حکم, واٹ از دا رول اباؤٹ سم ون ہو ڈز گستاخی, who insults or disregards the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatum al-Aliya writes, giving the reference of Shifa Sharif, that it is a unanimous decision. The ulama, the scholars, are unanimous upon this point that a person who disrespects the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is undoubtedly a disbeliever and he deserves the torment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he deserves the punishment. He deserves the adab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So how should our behavior be with those people who disrespect the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam? So Imam Ahl Sunnah Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was asked a similar question. And Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi answered the question. The question was that so and so person, there is a certain person, in his certain talking or in certain speech, he disrespected the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi said that disrespecting the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is sarih kufr. It is evident kufr. It is a kufr which has no doubt. And that person's iman goes away. He becomes a disbeliever. He, obviously, his good deeds are gone away. And then a lesson for the people that a person should not sit with him. A person should not talk to him. A person should not engage in any sort of relations, whether they may be family relations, whether those may be business relations. When he is sick, do not go to visit him. When he is dead, do not go to, you know, pray for him. So Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi mentioned these things. Why? Why such a harsh statement? Because he was a person who disrespected the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wasallam. Such a beautiful hadith paak. Rasulullah Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wasallam mentions about his companions, alayhi muridwan. He says that my sahaba are those regarding whom towards the end of time, there would be people who would badmouth. Towards the end of the time, there would be people who would use wrong statements pertaining my companions. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And undoubtedly, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is indeed the most beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we see many of these things happening today. There are people, illiterates, those who have no insight regarding the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, regarding Quran, regarding Sharia, they bad mouth about Sahaba ikram. Allahu Akbar, this brings to mind that Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatum al-Aliyah educates us so well, so beautifully. He has given us the slogans, Har Sahabiye Nabi Jannati Jannati. Every Sahabi of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a Jannati. Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. We are not amongst those who badmouth about Sahaba. We are amongst those who love the Sahaba of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam says that there will come a time close to the end of times where people will badmouth about my companions. So, anyone of those, meaning those who badmouth about the Sahaba Ikram, if they get sick, do not go to them. Do not go and visit them. Do not go and sympathize them. If they die, do not attend the Salatul Janazah. Do not tie relations of marriage with them. Do not give them a share of inheritance and do not make salam to them and do not make dua of blessing for them, dua of mercy for them. Do not do that. Those who bad mouth about the Sahaba, do not keep relations with them. These are those who have been cursed. Allahu Akbar. Then imagine the person who bad mouths about the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. No matter how much people try to dename the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, insult or disrespect the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam, the respect of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, the mention of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam will continue and continue and continue, and not only continue, it will increase and is increasing, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised in the Holy Quran, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that we have raised your praise for you, O beloved. We are the ones. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes it up to himself that I increased your praise for you. Allahu Akbar. Then how can, meaning a matter in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken a guarantee, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned it clearly, then no creation, where the creator has taken the guarantee, then no creation, no matter what they do, no matter they bring the world on their side, but they cannot even bring 0.1% damage to the excellence of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. A father tells a child that go and fetch water for me. The son is saying no. But he says, oh dad, I love you. I love you to the moon and back. I'll do anything you say. Again, the father says, go bring water for me. He said, no, actually that I can't do. You know, this is the reason, that is the reason, this is the reason, that is the reason. So what would a person say? Is this a wise man or not? Definitely not. Because love and the claim of love would come along obedience and doing what is needed to be done. So where there is perfection in love, then excuses and reasons do not matter and should not matter. But I can't keep a beard because it starts itching. I can't, you know, wear a turban because, you know, my head starts hurting or something. Of course, yeah, if you wear a topi, then too it's fine. But beard is something which is necessary to keep. It is an emphasized sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. It is wajib to keep beard. Likewise, performing salah, there is no excuse for salah. It is fard to perform salah. To give zakat, there is no excuse for zakat. That is a fard. It is an obligation given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, many other things. Kindness, being humble, respecting towards the parents, respecting the elderly, being firm on Sharia, reciting the Holy Quran. There are many matters which we may be lacking. And sometimes when we may be listening to talks or some sort of motivation we attain, so shaitan may put this in the mind. Not from today, from Friday. Friday is a blessed day. I'll start from Friday. Who knows, are you going to stay alive on Friday or not? Who knows, have you seen the next moment or not? Who knows, have you seen the next second or not? Allahu Akbar. Every person has a time and order, a sequence to come in the world. Grandfather comes and the father comes and the child comes. There is a sequence to come in, but there is no sequence to go out. We have seen many fathers picking the janazas of their young sons. So I'll start from Friday, I'll start from Ramadan, I'll start after Umrah, I'll keep a beard after Hajj. Who has seen that time? You want to do it? Do it now. You want to do it? Do it now. Riyazat ke yahi din hai, budape mein kaha himmat. Jo karna hai, ab kar lo, abhi noori jama tum ho. The days of piety are these. These are the days of action. These are the days of piety. The days in which we have the strength. The days in which we have the youth in our hand. The day in which we have this time in our hand. The day in which we have our strength and energy, we are at a good age. Then in an old age, where would that energy be? Jo karna hai, ab kar lo, abhi noori jama tum ho. Whatever you want to do, do it now. Noori, you are young as of now. So yes, we are young as of now. We have that strength, we have that power, let's do it now. Why wait? Because we don't know, are we even going to reach that age? Are we even going to reach that time? Let's do it inshallah ta'ala. Let's, you know, show that we are the lovers of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Let's practically prove that we are those who are firm on the love of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep our hearts firm on the love of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. May we love the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam more than anything else. More than our own lives, more than our own parents, more than our own children, more than our own belongings, more than our bank balances, our cars, our houses, more than anything else in the world. We should love the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from disrespecting the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from even the company of those who disrespect the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam. May we stay attached with the Madani environment, the religious environment of Dawat Islami, in which, in this beautiful religious environment of Dawat Islami, it is taught how to love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how to respect the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how to respect the family of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, an environment in which one learns how to cry in the love of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam. This is such a blessing, such a blessing. It is such a vehicle, you can say, which is straight in the direction towards the love of Madinatul Munawwara. You have it. You have a means of transportation. You just need to embark on it. The driver is there. Amir al-Sunnat Damat Barakatuhum al-Aliyah. There are people to take care around. There are guards around in form of our Zimmedaran, in form of Arakin Ashura. And then we just need to ride on it. This is going straight away towards Madinatul Munawwara, inshallah. Let's get on it. Inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the true love for Allah and His Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Keep watching this program. Love of the beloved. Keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Love of the beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Love of the beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.